This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 154. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today I'm joined by Brett Russo of Outsource Workers. He is a real estate agent by background and through scratching an itch set up Outsource Workers, which is a specialized vertical in real estate virtual assistants. So we spoke to Brett earlier in episode 151 if you want to hear more about his personal journey. And then in this episode, we deep dive into Outsource Workers, what they do, their fee structure, and also what they specialize in. So again, these aren't infomercials. I don't get any money for this. It's really just for your reference out there, and so that you can deep dive into the founders of these things and how they are run and how they're built and what they offer. So I hope it's valuable for you. I certainly enjoyed this conversation with Brett. If you want to get in touch with Brett, know any more about Outsource Workers or anything we discuss, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/154. So enjoy. Welcome back, everybody. Today I'm joined by Brett Russo of Outsource Workers again. Hi, Brett. How are you?
Good, thank you, Derek.
And Brett, I suppose we have spoken to you before, and we've tracked a little bit of your journey and your own reasons for starting up Outsource Workers. But can you just initially introduce yourself and kind of outline how you got to where you are?
Yeah, Derek, I've been a real estate agent for about 15 years now in Australia, and I've been outsourcing myself personally for about 6 years. I've still got my original VA, which is really cool. And about 5 years ago, I started up Outsource Workers, which is a company that specializes in helping specifically real estate agents outsource their non-dollar productive work to the Philippines.
Right. And you know, that's the best way of starting a business, really, isn't it? You know, you're scratching your own itch initially, and then you expand your services as people actually make requests of you. And it's quite a common journey that we see here in the Philippines, that, you know, a lot of people that come over and start outsourcing are very entrepreneurially minded people. So it's not long before they actually catch the outsourcing bug and start doing it themselves. But you've applied not just outsourcing, but it's in a specialized niche, which is real estate. Can you outline, but it's not only real estate. You've been going about 5 years now, you've got about 100 staff, but you know, real estate is probably your core service, but what else do you do? Is it, you kind of cover everything?
Yeah, you're right. We do specialize in real estate virtual assistants because that's my background, and I've had really, really good success with my virtual assistant helping with real estate related tasks. And also I know a lot of people in the real estate industry, so it sort of was a bit of a natural progression to help real estate agents. But yeah, definitely we get a lot of clients that have nothing to do with real estate, and but they've got admin work or graphic design or bookkeeping or whatever it might be. They need some assistance around those tasks, and we can definitely help.
Right. And can you give us a bit of insight into your sales, your outreach, your sales cycle? Because to me, outsourcing is an absolute no-brainer. And, we are effectively a promotional body and trying to get word out there that outsourcing works, and it's an incredible transformative resource. But, you know, of course, each argument has to be made to each individual. But do you find there's still a lot of resistance to outsourcing, or still lack of awareness? How do you find the market perception?
Yeah, there's still a lot of people that don't know about outsourcing. We're very fortunate that we really just deal with inbound leads, which mainly come through our organic traffic to our website. So, the inquiries that we get, people already know about outsourcing, and maybe they want to know a little bit more, or in a lot of cases they've been referred to our company by one of our other users. So we don't really have to sell too hard to get a client to come on board. Quite often what we do is we find out what the client's pain points are, We analyze the tasks that they're currently doing, and we try to come up with a game plan where a virtual assistant can take over as many of those non-dollar productive tasks as possible. And so once we've come up with a plan with the client, we then go out and train and recruit and test the appropriate VA specific to that skill set. So that's generally how things work for us.
Okay, and what is it typically one full-time worker minimum, or do you do kind of hourly partitions of people, which is then effectively hiring a function or a role?
Yeah, we have a couple of different business models, Derek. We've got staff who work from home, and we hire them out from $7 per hour. And with our home-based staff, we can offer them part-time from as little as 10 hours per week, right up to full-time. And the office-based, the home-based staff are great, but as you know, we can have some issues with the internet and electricity connection. So some of our clients require a higher level of service, and we've also got the option of recommending office-based staff, which we hire out for $12 per hour. And I should mention that $7 and $12 options, that's Australian dollars, which is a bit less than the US dollars.
Bit of a discount there, isn't it? And of course, people sort of overlook the fact that if you're comparing salaries in Australia, there's often plus on top, but there's also recruitment costs, there's office housing costs, there's every, a huge amount of costs that go into a normal employee in Australia, whereas this is a completely wrapped cost. Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah, you're exactly right. With Australia, there are so many additional add-ons on top of the hourly rate that you pay your employer. With us, we just like to keep it simple. When we quote an hourly rate of, let's say, $7 per hour, that's the full rate. There's no setup costs. There's no recruitment costs. And our clients can cancel at any time. So we just like to keep things nice and simple.
Right. And do you find then, what do people normally start with? Is it a couple of hours a week to test the water, or, do then people, how many, what proportion progress up to maybe a full-time staff member?
We have a 10-hour week per minimum. So we do require clients to sort of commit to 10 hours. But I guess every client's needs are a little bit different, and that's what I try to ascertain is how much of a need the client has. Some clients only need 10 hours per week, and then we've got other clients that they're going to need a full-time virtual assistant straight away. So we try to assign them a VA with the for their workload. A lot of clients do ramp things up. We have a lot of clients that start with one VA, and they keep adding more and more to their team. And we've got a handful of clients who have 6 and 7 and 10 VAs in their businesses now.
Right. And do they, when you have those bigger scale operations and the bigger scale clients, are they really all still using them as a VA sort of function, like a kind of task to task, or does it then mature, I suppose, into a more structured, basically they just have an office in the Philippines doing various operational aspects of the business?
Yeah, I think the clients that end up building teams, a lot of those clients will fly over to Clark, where our office is based, and they'll do in-house training with their team. And then we've got other clients that have flown their VAs over to Australia for training in Australia. Certainly the longer the VAs have been in the client's businesses, the more complex tasks that they start to delegate.
Fantastic. And with your contracts, are there any minimum tie-ins, minimum expectations?
With the home-based staff, we've got a lot of flexibility. We can offer them from 10 hours per week, and you can cancel at any time. With our office-based staff, unfortunately, we don't have as much flexibility, we can only offer them at this stage full-time. And there's a 30-day termination with our office-based staff. But our goal is a little bit different to, with our clients. We really want to put the one VA in clients' businesses long term. Some of our clients have been with us from the start. They've still got the same VA, 5 years later. So we've got quite a few things in place to promote loyalty and longevity from our staff.
And I find with new clients, it's the outsourcing journey is a little bit kind of scary and uncertain, and maybe they've only got sort of kind of 50% commitment to it anyway. What are some of the make and breaks of outsourcing, and how do you ensure I suppose, for your own interest, but how do potential clients ensure that they get early wins and that they actually see the efficiency of this early?
Yeah, really, really good question there, Derek. I think a lot of potential clients or clients think that a virtual assistant's going to come into their business and tell them what they need to do and really take charge. Well, it's not really like that. It's really about, the clients having existing systems or systems that they create together with their virtual assistant. And the better their systems, the better the output that they'll get from their VA. But just like any employee, whether you're hiring a Filipino remotely or whether you're hiring an in-house Australian person, there's definitely training that's involved. And the clients that invest the most time into their virtual assistants, they're the clients that get the most results. Unfortunately, a lot of our clients are real estate agents that are really, really busy. And a lot of them don't have the time to invest into their VAs. And unfortunately, some of our clients don't get the best results from their VAs or the VA is capable of. So yeah, if I guess if there's any advice that I can give to potential clients is just put some time aside, invest in your virtual assistant, and you'll reap the rewards.
Yeah, because I see this a lot, that if there's a kind of failure within the relationship between an employee and employer, then often the entire concept of outsourcing can be written off, can't it? And often the entire concept of Filipino staffing can be written off, and really it can just be a normal day-to-day operational aspect of business where some things don't always work out, or a particular contractor isn't suitable. Do you but It is the reality that most people, and especially sort of estate agents and one or two man businesses potentially, they don't have that spare time themselves to train and to set up systems. And so do you see that as a bit of the Achilles heel for your setups? And maybe that's where, an Australian assistant might be slightly advantageous, because they're just naturally sort of slightly up to speed a bit quicker because they're in that environment already.
Look, I think the stronger the relationship that the client has or can build with the virtual assistant, the better. And one of the ways to build a great relationship with your VA is spend time with them using Skype video. Skype video is great because you can both see and hear each other and get to know one another. And also recommend using screen sharing when teaching processes. So again, it sort of comes back to spending time with your virtual assistant, building a relationship, and the stronger the relationship, the more complex tasks you'll be able to delegate, and hopefully the VA will be with the client, long term.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's super important, and people sort of see VAs as really just a few, a person on a computer, but actually they've got to realize that there is a real person behind there. And especially if they're working remotely, then I think there needs to be an effort to actually kind of bond with these people. Yeah, and otherwise you just don't get that buy-in. You just don't get the kind of cultural alignment.
Yeah, definitely. We had a couple of clients last year that flew their VAs over just for their staff Christmas party. So that was a pretty big experience for some of our VAs to fly over to Australia and spend time in the client's business, and as well as socialise with them, their work colleagues that they'd only met over Skype previously.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you can you give us an idea? Because I'm a massive proponent of outsourcing. I really promote it to everyone. I think that it can be applied to virtually any business sector in the world. But there is a failure rate, and also business isn't easy, so things don't work all the time, and it always takes a lot of iteration. But with your clients, do what sort of success to failure rate is there? And would you put that down to people just give up a little bit too quick, or it's because they don't invest in training and time, as you mentioned?
I think you hit the nail on the head there with that last comment. I mean, we're in the people business, and from time to time you have issues with people, regardless of what country they're from. But we really have very few issues with our VAs. We probably have more issues with our clients than we do with the VAs. And again, it just comes down to the clients being really, really busy and not investing the time that the VA needs to take the VA's skills to that next level.
Which again is a very universal issue, isn't it? Whether you've got
Of course.
an assistant in Australia or the Philippines or wherever, it's about
Yes.
investing. Okay,
Yeah,
fantastic. And
absolutely.
so if people want to know more, if they want to get in touch or use your services, how can they do that?
Probably the best way is to visit our website, which is outsourceworkers.com.au.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brett.
Thanks, Derek.
Great. That was Brett Russo of outsourceworkers.com.au. If you want to get in touch with Brett, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/154. And if you want to ask us anything, then of course, just do so. Email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.